exercise change?
I think the people that really do drop off, if you observe their lifestyle, their life is that way. There's beginning and ends to everything. There's no continuity.
Sure.
And so when you get to that point that you think, oh, I just can't do this anymore, then maybe you need to back off a little bit with the intensity of whatever their training might be, and then reevaluate and level out.
Sure. Yeah. And I guess, again, looking at that long game rather than the short-term game, so you only need to make little changes at a time.
Yeah. And to think, well, I've worked so hard to get here, why would I lose this now? Why would I let this go?
Okay.
This is such a shame. I've put all this time into being healthy, fit and active, and then look at maybe people that don't do anything. And weigh your choices. Go, I could be like this athlete or this person that is fit, healthy, or I could be somebody overweight, sedentary.
Sure.
What's the choice? I think it's a pretty easy one when you look at it in that way.
I think that's actually fantastic to actually draw those things to your attention, because I think they're the things a lot of people purposely don't think about, because they don't actually want see things for what they are. So look, be honest, be transparent with yourself and give yourself those choices. But don't trick yourself that if you're not going to do exercise, then things are going to be okay, I guess.
That's right, yeah. And always be your strongest critic.
And I think there's a lot of people are quite, they're quite comfortable with not addressing those issues, because I think they are hard issues to address.
That's right.
And, you know, a lot of us don't want to admit that maybe we could be doing a bit more. So we just kind of gloss over those bits.
And you don't have to be a top athlete. You just need to be someone that's healthy, strong, and in charge of your own well-being.
Sure.
And that's empowering.